The president has continued to deliver on his promises to the American people. According to new polling that was released at the beginning of this week by CBS News, an overwhelming 70% of Americans said that President Trump is following through on what he pledged to do during his historic campaign.
Now, I don't know whether it's just my brain and how my brain works, but when I hear something like this, I often hear information or evidence differently than other people hear it. And I'm sure what Caroline Leavitt, press secretary for the White House, meant here was, look at how many people are, you know, agreeing that President Trump is doing what he said he would do. Okay, I mean, that's, I suppose, the headline. No, that's not what my brain hears. 30% of people do not believe that Trump is doing what he said he would do. Who are these fools? Like, this is not a question of whether you agree with the president. This is not a question of whether you like what the president is doing. This is just, is he doing what he said he would do? 30% of the people say no. You may not love the hamburger. You might have preferred the chicken fingers. But if you watch somebody order the hamburger in front of you, and they get a hamburger, and then you're like, no, they definitely ordered a pizza. What? Like, he's 100% doing everything he said he would do, faster than anybody ever predicted he would do it. So, again, 70% is good, but, you know, I have my questions about the functional longevity of the concept of self-government. I do, which puts me in a long tradition of philosophers. It goes back to, at least as far as Plato, because we look around at people and think, these people are going to decide the future of everything? And well, what you just told me is 30% of the people are imbeciles, or I don't know what their standard is. Because the 70% is not the takeaway. To me, the 30% is the takeaway. Other things the president has been doing that I wouldn't say are exactly top-line items, but they did make the press conference.
The president also continues to bring back common sense to our government. This week, he signed an EO to end the procurement and forced use of paper straws. Taxpayer dollars were wasted on these non-functional and massively unpopular products for no other reason than it made radical activists feel good about themselves.
I mean, accurate. Have you ever actually used a paper straw?
Yes.
Have you ever had anything less satisfying than the use of a paper straw?
Oh, my goodness. That was the worst experience, man.
It's akin to, you remember, for me, it was elementary school. You sometimes discover it in random outposts of, they must have bought it in the 80s and still haven't used it all up yet, but in your kindergarten bathroom,
right,
the kind of bathroom where you would have the bar down that you would step on that would start the water flowing from the circular sprayer and the granite giant oval, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And then after you rinse your hands and wash them with the Pepto-Bismol mixed in a 1-to-5 ratio with water, you know, that soap that didn't do anything except just look pink and smell nasty. And then you'd go dry your hands on the paper towel that was basically made out of bark and had the absorbency of zero.
Zero, yes.
Okay, right? And you could get 83 feet, and it was always on the big roll. Okay, 83 feet of this paper towel, and you would, you know, it would absorb 1 teaspoon of water, okay? Using that to dry your hands is, and then it left your hands stinking like that. So, okay, that's the same experience using paper straw, except not in your hands, but in your getting like a drink out of the can. It's just out of the cup. It's just no use, okay? So, well, don't you know about microplastics? I do, and it's a deal I will take every day over using a paper straw. Sorry.
I'm right there with you.
I pity the fool who tries to drink a shake with a paper
goodness,
straw.
Yes.
I mean, done. And we're gonna sit there and watch it get into a liquid so that I can just drink it out of the cup. Anyway, all right. So the plastic straws are gone. The paper straws are in. Now, these are not the most important things that the president is doing. More significant things. Caroline Leavitt again in the press conference that was, what was this, Wednesday? I think it was Thursday, something like that. When I get back from vacation, there's always like all the pent up stuff. And oh, trust me, there's Milton coming tomorrow. It's Gambia County Commission's long debacle over OLF-8. We'll cover all that. Santa Rosa County looking at putting a toll on the Navarre Beach Bridge.
Huh?
We'll get to all this stuff. You didn't see that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
No, they're actually going to use Ray Eddington, Commissioner for District 4. That's his area. They are looking at using, I think it was $1.5 million that they had set aside. I forget what it was for. Anyway, they're going to use that to put up the kind of the gantry for the drive-through toll by plate kind of thing that, you know, at Pensacola Beach you have. And they're going to put a toll on there, 50 cents to $1.50 or something like that, to, you know, generate a couple $1 million a year to start to eventually pay for the bridge that has to be replaced, which it does need to be replaced. Just little things going on, you know, little things in the world. Anyway, but the release of Mark Fogel, who had been in Russia for, what, 4 years, 3.5 years, something like that?
Thanks to the great leadership of President Trump and the strong and tough leadership of President Trump, Mark Fogel, an American teacher detained by Russia, was returned to American soil and met with the president here at the White House last night. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and the rest of President Trump's incredible national security team helped negotiate the exchange that secured Mark Fogel's release. This event shows a good faith effort from Russia, and it's a sign, as I just said, that we are moving in the right direction to end this brutal war.
So, one note. The shine for me with Carolyn Leavitt has worn off just a little bit. This is only her second press conference. And maybe it's just a tone thing, and she does sort of speak for the president, so that's worth keeping in mind. But the, you know, this is yet again an example of the greatest presidency ever, you know, that kind of stuff, just wears on my nerves. But this is a great accomplishment, okay? Biden couldn't get it done in 3 years.
You know, the release of Mark Fogel just last night is something that I think speaks to the president's deal-making ability. This is something that the Biden administration allegedly tried to do for 3.5 years. I think you all should go back and ask some of those Biden administration officials what they even tried to do and why weren't they successful. Because for 3.5 years, Mark Fogel sat in a Russian prison, and it took President Trump 3 weeks to get him back on American soil. There's nobody better at making deals than Donald Trump.
3 years, and Joseph Robinette Yukon Cornelius Biden, you know, nothing, you know.
What in the world?
You don't know the, you don't remember the Rudolph? Yeah. The prospector and Rudolph, and he's silver and gold.
But
and he's throwing a little pickaxe up there. Nothing. That's what the Biden administration got done on a whole range of issues, or worse. And when it came to releasing Mark Fogel, nothing. And then Trump gets in, like, done, he's home. You know, like, it's reminiscent, those of you old enough to remember, of Reagan getting in and the hostages that former President Carter could not get a thing done on. And then, of course, they all came home. Anyway, this is good. And also the question, and this is the press is often asking good questions. They're often asking stupid questions. I hate it when my people are. Sometimes they're okay, and sometimes they're really not. And I'll tell you when it's one or the other, just like Trump is sometimes fantastic and sometimes lunatic. It's just, we'll tell you which one it is, you know, but it's an amazing mixture of things. The press is asking a good question, which is the timing here is odd, that they're going to meet with Ukraine and Russia, and we're talking about ending the war and all of that. Is that at all connected to the deal with getting Mark Fogel back?
The prisoner exchange with Russia coming at the same time as the president is now announcing negotiations to end the war in Ukraine. The timing of that is hard to ignore. Was Ukraine discussed as part of this prisoner swap?
I was not involved in those discussions, so I can't comment on whether that came up or not. What I can say is that this was a very good deal for the United States of America and for the rest of the world. As you know, we have confirmed that the Russian who will be returning home very soon, Alexander Vinnik, was a nonviolent crypto criminal, and as part of this exchange, he has forfeited more than $100 million that he obtained in that illegal crime.
So we got a bunch of money, we got rid of a criminal who's Russian, we got back an American school teacher, and, I mean, good. Yeah, good. I mean, there's no real other side to this story. Now, the question they're getting at is, was there some kind of an understanding that you give us this prisoner and we'll give you a little bit more of a seat at the table when it comes to dealing with Ukraine, or we will concede to you more land in the outcome of what is likely to be a concession of some conquered territory from Ukraine to Russia? I mean, who knows? Like many things, time will tell. They're asking, and she's saying she doesn't know. And, you know, okay, there it lays. 520 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pensacon was yesterday, and Pensacon was great, as always. And, in fact, I had a good chance to I love talking to people, you know, and just kind of meeting them and hanging out with them. And it's kind of funny. When I first go, I never want to intrude on people, but people love to be photographed and interviewed. And I remember that every time that they actually enjoy this. So, because I always feel like I don't want to intrude on people. You know how a lot of reporters, they love to go out and interview the crash victim and the whatever, and you knock on the door of the person who's the second cousin of the person who was, you know, overheard telling a story about how they saw somebody get on the bus, you know, that kind of. I'm not that guy. But when it comes to meeting people at Pensacon, oh, yeah. In fact, my first one, she had a great cosplay. She was dressed up as Princess Ariel from Little Mermaid, and she was great.
So we're here at Pensacon with a woman who is cosplaying as Princess Ariel. Is this your first time at Pensacon?
This is my third time, actually.
Are you from here?
No, I'm actually from California, but I moved here in 2021.
Okay, so you live here now, but this is your third time at Pensacon, but you're from California.
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Pensacon?
Just that I get to cosplay and see other people dressed up and how downtown gets completely involved in it as well. Like all the breweries and the restaurants downtown really get into the theme.
It's a great experience, right?
It is. It's really fun. It's just such a great community, too.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, there was an Ursula in the costume contest on Saturday night, and this Princess Ariel did not participate in the costume contest. I thought she would have actually done quite well, because she's very well done. Anyway, just, you know, all kinds of... And one thing that was interesting, and I realized just kind of looking back, other than one group from Mobile that I talked to, everybody was local. I didn't meet a lot of people who had come here from a lot of other places. Now, that's just, you know, a sample size of like 8 interviews. So that doesn't really mean much. But a lot of times, you know, when I'll talk to people and, oh, you know, you're here from South Florida or you're here from Tennessee or wherever. But didn't happen to turn out that way. 523 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Hey, it's good to be back. John, good to see you.
Well, good to see you, too. I hadn't seen you in a week.
I know. And thank you to all the people that filled in for me, for Bobby and Walker and Craig and John. You all did a great job. I appreciate that. Oh, and I have to say that maybe the greatest of all jobs was done by Walker Wilson with his explanations for why I was not here.
Oh, it went on all morning long. Boy, I was
Andrew
like...
is. Out of the office, he is in a long line waiting for the brand new Buc-ee's to open in South Florida so he can get a year's worth of free kolaches. So he will be back with us soon enough. But, you know, I can't say that I blame him.
I've never had
Very
anybody
creative.
Fill in and be so creative at the explanations for where I was.
And in all reality, Andrew is not in this week because it got leaked to the office, his Spotify rap, and Andrew is the number one fan in the state of Florida of Nickelback. So, and he's just too embarrassed to show his face this week at work.
How did he know? 524 News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
Want to play a game with me and Dad?
Mommy's not feeling good.
You need to vaporize that cold.
Vaporize?
Yeah, with DayQuil VapoCool. It's DayQuil plus a rush of Vicks vapors.
VapoCool! Whoa.
Come on, honey. Let's let mommy rest.
You guys are amazing. And so is DayQuil VapoCool.
DayQuil VapoCool, the vaporizing daytime coughing, aching, fever, power through your day medicine. And to vaporize sore throat pain, try Vicks VapoCool drops. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
May I be excused?
Where are you going?
I have a dance to go to at school. It's a very important dance. We're being graded on it for gym.
Too. Went to see Bush at Assembly Hall at University of Illinois, and that was a great concert. I mean, they were excellent. 5:26 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's cold. It's 36. I don't mind. I'm from the Midwest. This doesn't bother me. David Wayne is out today, and so in the newsroom we've got, oh my God, my Steve.
Well, actually, I found out that he went on Friday to renew his driver's license, and I think he's still stuck in line, which is why I'm here. Might be all week the way it's going.
So, you know, it's funny about that. Actually, our driver's license processing is actually pretty efficient. Scott Lunsford runs a pretty good shop.
Especially compared to other states.
Yes. Yeah. I have been in many, many other states, and I can say, without a doubt, we are one of the faster. And I have been in some of the slower. What's going on in the newsroom, sir?
Well, looks like the Trump administration is firing over 400 employees at the Department of Homeland Security. The majority of those cuts are employees from FEMA, but workers at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services were also terminated. President Trump says Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to stop fighting in Ukraine. Yesterday, he told reporters the pair spoke long and hard, adding that the Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff, was with Putin for multiple hours. Man's in custody after climbing to the top of the letter D on the Hollywood sign Saturday. Police say he climbed to the very top of the D, was waving a flag, displaying a social media account. He remained on the sign for about an hour, but then when he climbed down, he was taken into custody by park rangers and law enforcement. He got the publicity, maybe not the kind he wanted, and that's what's happening.
All right, Steve, thanks so much for the update. 5:28, News Radio 92.3. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, you're trying to decide how to start that process, I recommend Frontier Motors, a great selection of good quality used cars. It's kind of like it's the used car concept at the dealership kind of treatment where they want to make you feel like a cherished customer. They want you to come back again and again. They're going to give you a warranty for your used car that's going to go to 100,000 miles or 10 years because they only sell cars that are in really good condition. Typically cars that are, 1 to 4 years old, probably had one or maybe two owners and, somewhere between 10 and 40,000 miles, just depending. Great prices on good quality cars that you can trust and count on. Dave Ramsey recommends them because you avoid that depreciation hit of that brand new vehicle, but also you're going to get something you can drive for an awful long time. And if you're like me, you drive it for an awful long time afterwards. We got our Honda Odyssey there and had just such a great experience with them. I literally went to my sales manager and said, can I do ads for them? Because they are so good. I want to. And ever since, I have been. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. The light on Highway 98 is supposed to go into effect, tomorrow, I think? It's supposed to go into effect soon. It's been delayed. Yeah, February 18th is when that one is supposed to go at Gulf Breeze Parkway and Soundside. It had been scheduled for 2 weeks ago, I think, and then it just kind of did not. The one that did activate on Ashland on 9 Mile, so we kind of had two of them going in around the same time. Did you see the story about the teenager that was riding an electric bike in the northbound side of Highway 29 in the bike lane? An electric bike, so zipping along, comes south, and there was a car pulling out at Roberts Road or in that vicinity out of a residence. And as far as I can tell from the crash report, ran into the car. It's not the car's fault. It's the electric bike. But I'll tell you, these electric bikes, they are everywhere. They are fast. As a driver, they make me feel very uncomfortable. And at least on Highway 29, I have seen lots of bikes, electric or regular, going in the wrong lanes all the time on the bike lanes.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Secretary of State Marco Rubio will lead a U.S. delegation to Saudi Arabia tomorrow to try and find peace between Russia and Ukraine. The top Russian officials say they will be there discussing restoring ties, negotiating a peaceful settlement, preparing for a meeting between President Putin and President Trump. Somber Monday marks 500 days since Hamas terrorists stormed into Israel on October 7th, kidnapping more than 250 hostages. 73 are still being held captive.
We're tired as families of these milestones. I did not think we'll reach such a terrible milestone. We are cautiously optimistic that we can still see Omri home soon.
Moshe Levy, whose brother-in-law is still being held by Hamas in phase two of the Middle East peace talks, continues this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31. It's 36 degrees outside and clear. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. 41-year-old Gregory Simons of Pensacola is facing multiple felony charges after allegedly pointing a firearm at a group outside of a motorcycle shop and tossing an explosive device as he drove away. The item exploded near Jimmy John's restaurant in Beale Parkway in Fort Walton Beach. The blast broke glass and caused minor cuts to the back of one employee. Deputies later spotted Simons on Lewis Turner Boulevard and initiated a traffic stop. They observed what appeared to be an explosive device. The ATF responded and found four M-type explosive devices. Two firearms were also recovered from the car. The Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office charged Simons with throwing a destructive device, causing bodily harm or physical damage, displaying a firearm during the commission of a felony, criminal mischief, and also improper exhibit of a firearm. He's being held in the Okaloosa County Jail. Escambia County Public Schools is exploring the possibility of integrating 7th and 8th graders into Pensacola High School as a part of an effort to address challenges posed by school choice and voucher programs. The district has experienced a decline of nearly 4,000 students over the past 3 years. That's according to school board officials. District 3 board member David Williams says one proposal to retain students involves creating magnet schools for academically gifted 7th and 8th graders who would then attend Pensacola High School. If approved, the students could apply for the next school year. The plan would also result in sixth graders being included in elementary schools. The SS United States is set to leave Philadelphia and make its journey to the Gulf Coast. The necessary safety requirements were completed by local, state, and federal agencies to move the ocean liner. The ship moved from one pier to another one on Friday afternoon. It's expected to begin its journey down the Delaware River tomorrow. The original departure was scheduled for today, but due to a gale warning and excessive high winds forecasted for the Philadelphia area, the departure of the SS United States will now take place tomorrow. Well, Florida gas prices declined 14 cents last week. That's according to AAA. Yesterday's state average was $3.03 a gallon. It's the lowest daily average price since December and 2 cents less than the previous 2025 low. The average price per gallon in Escambia County is about $2.89. A low of $2.71 was available on East 9 Mile Road in Pensacola. The low price last night in North Escambia was $2.79 at stations on Highway 20 in Cantonment. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. Waking up chilly this morning with temperatures in the 30s. By this afternoon, warming up near 57 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 41. On Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 62. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 50 degrees. Showers and thunderstorms return to the area on Wednesday with an 80% chance of rain and a high near 61 degrees. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Right now, it's a chilly 36 degrees in Pensacola, 36 also in Gulf Breeze, and 37 in Milton at 5:34. The next news is at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
Authorities are responding to a storm damage incident in Escambia County. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene.
At any time.
We do know that debris was lofted into the air. There are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there.
At any time.
The National Weather Service in Mobile confirmed this morning a tornado did hit the area.
When you need to know. Marconi Award winner, News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're wondering who I am. Okay, so only because this was one of my favorite albums as a kid. Gilroy Was Here by Styx. I do have a little bit of a funny story because you saw me air drumming. Of course, you air drum that part, right? Of course. I was in confirmation class in the Methodist Church, so this is eighth grade, and we're going around the room, and the our head pastor was asking everybody what their favorite song was, and completely, totally innocently, not even realizing it, there is a song on that album. The name of the song is High Time. And it is a great song. It's High Time for Us to Start a Revolution is the kind of the theme of it. So, and I said, High Time by Styx. Not realizing what the senior pastor at my church would think of an eighth grader saying that his favorite rock song was called High Time. So, you know, Andrew, you see me after. Yes, sir. Yes, I can. Anyway, I know it's a week old, but I don't care. I don't mind these things. The Super Bowl was super boring. God, what a blowout. The commercials, for the most part, super boring. Disappointing. I will say the one that I really liked was I really liked the eyebrows with Eugene Levy for the Pringles. The problem was then you had the mustache for later on. Who was it? Who had the mustache lying around? I can't even remember now. And I'm like, that's the same gag, different product, boring. Anyway, the NFL, I Am Somebody, kind of brought a tear to my eye. Do you remember this one?
All right, ready, guys? You guys gotta be loud though. Okay.
Let's go. Let's go.
Okay, repeat after me.
Yes, sir.
I am somebody.
Somebody.
I may be young.
But I am.
Somebody.
I can listen to kids get told they mean something all day long. That was good. That touched me quite a bit. Meg Ryan's fake orgasm for the Heilman's Mayonnaise, which was, you know, from When Harry Met Sally. The only thing about that was disappointing is that it was at the end it was Sydney Sweeney instead of Rob Reiner's mom. I don't know if she's even alive anymore, but. You know, whatever, that was funny. The Matt Damon joke.
I have taste, David.
Being
something, I have to tell
David
you.
Beckham's brother discovered.
My brother is a famous soccer player?
Yeah.
So how famous are you? Like, Matt Damon famous?
Maybe Ben Affleck famous.
That's a shame.
And even, I don't know, the one that I did think was clever was Harrison Ford doing an ad for Jeep.
Oh, that was good.
And talking about how much he loved his Jeep. Good. It was, yeah.
Choose what makes you happy. My friends, my family, my work make me happy. This Jeep makes me happy, even though my name is Ford.
That's good, even though my name is Ford. Yeah, that's funny. The ones that caught my attention, though, and I don't know if, you know, I know I did listen a little bit to Walker talking about some of the Super Bowl stuff. You know, I don't know if Bobby talked about it very much. But the Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady ones on hate. I know you're trying to do a good thing, fellas, but
I hate you because we look different.
I hate you because you pray different.
Because you talk different.
Because you act different.
Because you're just different.
And then, you know, the reasons for hate are as stupid as they sound.
Man, I hate that things are so bad that we have to do a commercial about it.
And then they came back for the second pass.
I hate you because I don't understand you.
Because I need someone to blame.
Because I'm just following others.
Because I'm just angry.
I hate you because I think you hate me.
Again, the reasons for hate are as stupid as they sound.
Man, I hate that things are so bad that we have to do a commercial about it.
Okay, okay. There are... Hating somebody because they pray differently was the one that caught my attention the most. A lot of those things are agreed, very stupid. And most of the reasons that people divide and hate each other are you know, really silly. The religion one is interesting, though, because there is a certain vision of civic culture in which people get along by not caring too much about anything. Right? If you just have moderate opinions, then we can all get along. And that's born out of the idea that opinions about things like religion, let's say, don't matter very much. Because, you know, it's just a matter of opinion. Now, the other extreme from that world is the world in which people are killing each other over religious differences. Right? I mean, the extreme, the one that's often portrayed in media, is that religion is dangerous because religion makes you a zealot, and a zealot is the kind of person who engages in terrorism and bombs abortion clinics and, you know, that kind of a thing. But I would argue that there is a different kind of religious enthusiasm, passion, zealotry even, that doesn't produce wickedness but produces tremendous good. You know, the kind of people that build hospitals because they're Baptists or Catholics. You know, the kind of people that preach messages that inspire tens of millions of people for decades, like Martin Luther King Jr. Martin Luther King Jr. was not a moderate on religion. He was a zealot. And he changed the world. You know, Gandhi was not a moderate on religion, but he changed the world because he was devoted. By the way, not to Christianity. You know, I mean, give credit where it's due. Even people who are devoted to other religions often make tremendous impact on the world through their devotion to at least something that's not harming other people. So the problem I had with the I hate you because you pray differently for me is that it's grounded in the idea that religious differences aren't real differences. Religious differences aren't important differences, and that it doesn't matter who you pray to because it's all just a matter of opinion. So moderate your opinions because these things don't really matter. And the problem I have with that is it's advocating a kind of pluralism, which is the idea that there are many truths and all truths are equal, or relativism, that there really isn't any truth. Truth is all just in the matter in the eye of the beholder, or if it's, cultural relativism, it's in the eye of the culture. However you want to define it, the idea is there's no real fundamental there. There's no truth underneath all of it. And whenever I used to spend a lot of time talking about relativism in ethics and logic. And the thing that relativists never realize is just how much their project is based on trying to tell everybody that they're wrong and telling people that there is no right. Kind of imagine you're having a discussion and, you know, the Christian and the Buddhist and the Hindu and the Sikh and the Jain are all sitting around arguing about, you know, the real nature of reality. And they're all, you know, well, God is this, God is that. There are many gods. There's one God. God is a Trinity. God is not a Trinity. You know, they're having this argument, okay? the Muslims, I don't mean to exclude, they're all having this argument about who God is or if there's a God or what the nature of ultimate reality is. And along comes the relativist and says, hey, guys, what you arguing about? And they're like, well, we're arguing about the nature of reality and God and man's place in the universe. And the relativist says, well, it seems like you're arguing. They're like, yeah, we're all arguing a lot. It's getting kind of heated. And the relativist is like, well, maybe what you guys should do is just all admit that there is no truth and it does not matter and you can all get along. The only thing that all of the religious people should agree about is that that guy's the enemy. Because he's saying that the stuff you guys really care about is stupid. That's not a pathway to peace. That's a pathway to indifference. And you should care about these things because they matter. So, yes, some of the things that Snoop and Tom said are stupid to hate each other over, they're right, okay? But particularly on this issue of fighting about religion or politics or ethics, no, those are things that matter, and we fight about them because they matter. And somebody who comes along and says, those things don't matter, and if you could all just recognize that there's no truth and it doesn't matter, we can all get along. That person is not doing anybody any favors. And the irony is they are claiming to get everybody to agree by recognizing there is no truth. That's the relativist for you, or the pluralist, kind of doing it a little bit different way. They're saying that there's no truth, so get along. They're making the most radical of all the truth claims. It's true that there's no truth. It's true that all truths are equal. It's true that there are multiple truths. They are making a radical truth claim and trying to either persuade or cajole or coerce everybody into agreeing. That's itself a very strong assertion about the nature of the world, ultimate existence, the meaning of life, supernatural things. So, yeah, I have a very, very, very strong negative view of relativism, in case you had not seen or had not heard. And when it pops up, and it is all around us, I get to talking about it. 547 on News Radio 92.3. Kendrick Lamar, some other time. I'll talk about that some other time. I have thoughts about that, too. Probably not the ones you think, but that's okay. The Super Bowl interview with Trump, with Brett Baer, the, like, 7-minute or 5-minute or whatever, was really good. I was surprised. I don't often expect that an interview you do before the Super Bowl or even a lot of these interviews are really going to produce much for it. But some of it was very interesting.
The people, look, I ran on this, and the people...
He was asked about DOGE and, you know, reform and government efficiency and cuts and all this.
The people, look, I ran on this, and the people want me to find it. And I've had a great help with Elon Musk, who's been terrific.
Bottom line, you say you trust him.
Trust Elon? Oh, he's not gaining anything. In fact, I wonder how he can devote the time to it. He's so into it. But I told him do that. Then I'm going to tell him very soon, like maybe in 24 hours, to go check the Department of Education. He's going to find the same thing. Then I'm going to go to the military. Let's check the military. We're going to find billions, hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud and abuse. But I campaigned on this, Brett.
He did, exactly. And so it's all funny to me, this whole, like, we're in a crisis, and which we might. I have a lot of thoughts about that. But, you know, this is part of the don't be surprised, the 30%, you know, who are saying that he's not doing what he said he would do. No, he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And some of the things that caught my attention in this interview were, you know, oh, he's actually serious about that. Well, all right, you know, because you never know. Trump just throws up so much stuff. There's so much that gets thrown out there. You never know. But about Canada being a state?
You know, the prime minister said this weekend to a group of Canadian businessmen, he was at a private meeting, he said that your wish for Canada to be the 51st state is a, quote, real thing. Is it a real thing?
Yeah, it is. I think Canada would be much better off being a 51st state because we lose $200 billion a year with Canada, and I'm not going to let that happen. It's too much. Why are we paying $200 billion a year essentially in subsidy to Canada? Now, if they're a 51st state, I don't mind doing it.
Okay. Here's why I don't want Canada to become the 51st, or if you split it up into its, you know, various territories. What are they? They're called territories, provinces. I can't remember. There's like 7 of them, provinces. Anyway, states 51 through 58. First of all, I don't want a new flag. that's not the primary reason, but that's a reason, okay? We all would have to buy new flags. No, thank you. I don't need this giveaway to the flag manufacturer, to Big Flag, you know. Although that's a whole different topic, James Calkins. Anyway, also, if you have them become either the 51st or the 51st through blank, okay, we lose the Senate because Canada's liberal. We'll probably lose the House, probably lose the White House. Not a good deal. Not a good deal. As far as a negotiating strategy, oh, sure, which I assume is what this is. But then he says he's serious, and so, I mean, God knows. 550 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her great team at Leavenworth Realty, they can take care of you. And they have been doing this for so many people. You know, when Christina first started doing real estate, those of us who knew her fairly well, and I'd known her back from when she was, you know, doing the news, and to become friends with her, she's just great person to know. But anyway, you know, a lot of us thought, well, I mean, you know, you're smart, you're capable, people like you, you're good at asking questions, maybe real estate will turn out. And a lot of people try real estate and it doesn't turn out. But we thought, well, if anybody can, she can. Oh my God, nobody predicted this. Nobody predicted that in 2023 she'd sell 175 homes, and in 2024 she'd sell 165 homes, she and her team. That's amazing. I mean, that's unbelievable. But that's experience, that's solving problems before they're problems, that's anticipating problems, that's following up, that's doing all the little things, and just kind of having this really almost like a formula for how they sell homes that just again and again and again and again continues to produce success, even in a difficult environment. And when it's difficult, they innovate and they come up with all kinds of new things, and they have come up with very interesting new things about how they, you know, attract buyers and make deals. And it's just, you know, she's always thinking about how to do it better. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
The cost of healthcare is in the news. Tune in Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program as well as the 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds they now offer. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and the cost of healthcare. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Join me, and together we can rule the galaxy as father and son.
Five.
Good morning, 5:55, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. And, somebody texted me and we were talking about relativism and the reasons for haters stupid, the ads that ran during the Super Bowl. And I was kind of explaining, why I think that actually a world in which you have religious passion is a good world as opposed to a world in which people are indifferent about religion, ethics, and politics. That's actually a very bad world, and that the relativist who tries to promote that world is actually undermining everybody else's beliefs. Somebody says at 437-1620, you can always text me, says, I have to disagree with you on the religious hate. Disagreeing and even arguing it's not the same as hate. Agreed, of course, agreed. Very much what we try to do here on the show is to promote disagreement for the purpose of understanding and producing consensus. And that is not the same as hate. Totally agree. You can have your beliefs and you can believe them strongly without actively hating a person. Also true. And by the way, I would say it is perfectly fine to hate the belief. Just like hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. Hate the belief, don't hate the believer. I hate stupidity. I hate false belief. I hate irrationality. But the people who hold those things, in fact, you love them in the effort of persuading them to not believe such ridiculous things. I mean, that's motivated by love. A lot of times, though, the reason people fall over into hate is because what they're really expressing is sort of personal power over the world. The idea is I will exert my beliefs upon everybody else, and if they do not go along with me, I hate them for not conceding, not submitting, not going along with my way. And or often is also insecurity, because somebody who rejects my beliefs makes me feel insecure about my own, because certainly if it were true and everybody believe it, then that would reaffirm me. So a lot of times people get worked up because others disagree with them, and it's insecurity. That's why they yell louder, because they're actually insecure, not because they're secure. But that's a kind of a long conversation to get into that. Sorry, that's a 10-minute conversation I've given you a 40-second preview of. there you go. Steve Taylor is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. Steve?
Well, good morning. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he wants all hostages held by Hamas to be released as soon as possible. Rubio told CBS's Face the Nation he's working closely with the Israeli government to secure their immediate release, even though the current ceasefire deal outlines a gradual release of the dozens of Israelis who happen to be in captivity still. U.S. Border Patrol agents will no longer use body cameras while working. Over the weekend, the Border Patrol announced officers are going to stop using the body cams immediately due to a potential security risk after a social media post claimed agents could be identified through their cameras. At least 10 people are dead as severe storms batter parts of the southeast. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear confirmed 9 people were killed in extreme flooding across the state. President Trump already approved a disaster declaration for the hardest hit areas. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, these storms, Steve, thanks for the update. These storms were bad, really bad over the weekend. The flooding, I don't know if you saw any of the photos or the video, but it's terrible. And it's one of those odd things where we got just a little tiny bit of this, not anything very serious, but, Kentucky, Tennessee, Georgia, like Steve said, people have died. The towns are flooded. I mean, it's every bit of what you saw with Milton in North Carolina. It's just really, really awful in some of these places. And I don't know about you, but like for me, it's sometimes hard to imagine places that I don't think of as being flood areas. But if enough water comes down in a short amount of time, it does not matter. You're toast. I mean, that's just, it's just like that. Even mountainy areas, you think, how can a mountain? Well, yeah, because, all the water goes across this area, but then as it flows down, the total footprint of the waterfall area is, let's say 1,000 miles. But as it goes down the mountainside, that same amount of water that was 3 inches, if the footprint is only, 2,000 miles, that's a 50 times concentration of the water depth. Like, that's kind of how that works. And that's why some of these places can get hit so hard.
Listen on air.